everybody. This is Dr. Joe Camerata with the Golden Nuggets podcast, and I have a desire to come on here and just talk about my experience at the primary care manager the other day. I know that we haven't been on the podcast in maybe a few weeks, but the CrossFit Open is in full effect, or was in full effect, and now the age group online qualifier is currently happening. So we need to take some time away from doing things like this, but I at least have some time today, so I wanted to come on and chat. So probably a few years ago, I did jiu-jitsu, which is a grappling martial arts sport, for like 4 months. It's super fun. You try and figure out ways to murder the other person by choking them out or making them so uncomfortable that they tap out to try and get out of that position, right? You say, all right, enough. What happens during jiu-jitsu is you have no shoes on, and you roll around on a mat that a gazillion other sweaty guys have rolled around, well, and sweaty girls too, have rolled around on for hours on end, pouring sweat into there. So at the time that I was doing this, I developed a wart on the back of my heel. Gross, I know. But it's very pertinent to the story. So that was like 3 years ago. And at the time, I thought it would just go away. Me being somebody who values natural history and regression of the mean and kind of just letting things run its course, I didn't get it looked at, right? Fast forward 3 years later, I finally have health insurance, which is fun, which is a very beneficial thing to have. I would highly recommend it. And so I have decided to get it looked at. So I scheduled, I went on base, because my wife is in the military, and so we have TRICARE. So luckily I was able to message my PCM, who I had not met before, and go on base and get my foot looked at. You know, it wasn't something that was bothering me. It was just something that I figured, it's been 3 years, maybe it's time to get it checked out. So I go in, and I meet with a technician who takes my vitals. She gets a quick history about what is going on. And it was a little bit too quick because I didn't really have time to communicate the context of how this started or, you know, what I thought it was or really anything like that. And so she said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and grab the doctor and tell him what's going on. And he'll go ahead and come in and you know, tickle at your foot. He comes in and he says, hey, what's up? What's going on? Right? And I say, yeah, you know, I have this wart on my heel on the right side. I just wanted to get it looked at, maybe get a referral to dermatology or something like that, get a cream to put it on there. I've tried a bunch of stuff and it hasn't worked. So he says, okay. And he takes a look at my heel and he notices what, is called a Haglund's deformity, which is something that I've had for as long as I can remember. Actually, I remember being in physical therapy school and, my teachers and colleagues being like, hey man, are your heels okay? And basically what Haglund's deformity is, it's a bony growth on the posterior aspect or the backside of your calcaneus or your heel. And it hasn't caused me any trouble ever. It's always been there. I, you know, can't really wear sandals too well. I can't walk uphill on hikes in certain boots because it rubs. But other than that, absolutely no problem, no pain, no nothing. A weird look when I'm at the pool sometimes from people who look at my feet, which maybe they shouldn't be looking there anyway. But all the same, no problems ever from that. And so he looks at my Haglund's deformity and he says, oh, you have bone spurs. That's, you know, probably not helping the situation. And, you know, to me being in the career field that I am and understanding, you know, I guess biologic plausibility and how one thing can affect another one, I was a little surprised by him pointing out my Haglund's deformity for a wart that I had on my heel. And I guess in his mind, it was more of a callus than a wart, which is fine. You know, that kind of makes sense. The shoe would be rubbing on my heel, so that's kind of what happened there. The The problem is that I've only had the wart on my heel for like 3 years, and I've had my heels for close to 29 years now. And so that was kind of something that didn't really make a whole lot of sense, because it was just like, all right, well, how did this all just spring up? It makes more sense this way. And so, what happened was, he was like, yeah, I think, what we need to do is get you to podiatry. You know, you said that you have tried a bunch of things that haven't worked, and those really sound like all of the things that dermatology would have done. And I think that this is more of a bone spur problem, and I think that you might need to have a surgical intervention so that they can go in and shave the bone spurs down to make sure that this callus on the back of your heel doesn't come back. And I was very surprised, considering that I went in thinking that I had one problem, which was a viral growth on my heel that could be fixed, I guess, with some sort of topical treatment, or, you know, some sort of maybe shaving of the area. And I've come to find out that I'm now being recommended to an orthopedic podiatrist for bone spur removal, which is, you know, pretty invasive activity if you think about it. And he also threw in the recommendation that my heels, I have flat feet. And so he is also going to write in the recommendation that I get some sort of orthotic insert to make sure that my arches stay up so that it doesn't mess up my equilibrium, verbatim what he had told me, which is not fine. He said that if your feet are flat, it can kind of mess up everything else up the chain. And again, I'm kind of just smiling and nodding to the things that this doctor is telling me, because it's almost like there's too much things for me to talk about to make it, you know, I know by now that these conversations take time, and they take length, and they take back and forth, and, you know, you see your PCM in about 15 minutes, if that. There's just not the time for that. So I say, okay, you don't think that a referral to dermatology will be better than a referral to get my heels removed? And he says, no, I really think that this is a thing. I say, okay. And so the reason for this whole short monologue is that my whole job is based around my ability to understand the musculoskeletal system, expectations and beliefs, the contextual effects, and the situation around when I see patients and when I see clients, and what they're telling me, the subjective interview, and making sure that I know the things that are coming out of my mouth and the effects that they may or may not have on the person in front of me. And the benefit of having that background and that education is that I was able to deflect, basically, the things that were told to me during that period of time. And the thing that I fear is that if it was somebody who didn't have the education that I do, or the has not gone through the days and days and years of critical thinking about the musculoskeletal system and the person as a whole, and the feelings of self-efficacy about my feet, which have good arches, by the way, I have fantastic arches, the best arches around, some might say. I think that I might have been very scared leaving the office. I know that there's, you know, memes about the medical world and coming in with one problem and leaving with five, and that was a very good example of exactly that. I came in with one problem thinking that I had some sort of unwanted virus on my foot, and left with the need for bilateral foot amputation. And I joke around, but the whole base of the growth mindset, the critical thinking, and the changes in my thought process since coming out of PT school is that the things that figures and people of authority tell people who are looking for help and in vulnerable positions is that they have a huge effect. And so if my mother or my wife or my sister or, you know, my little brother were to be the people in the position that I was, they may very well have come out quite frightened from the things that were told to them by this authority figure, this doctor, who I'm sure had every intention of helping me as best as he could in mind. What am I trying to say here? It's tough because you can't just say things and try to make leaps in understanding based on your best guess in the time period. Now, it's tough because I didn't have the time to discuss and I didn't have the desire to bring up any sort of rebuttals to what he was telling me because, you know, who does that with their doctor? I get in fights on the internet because I have, you know, a day to waste, or I get in conversations with, you know, colleagues of mine because I have the hope of coming out on the other side as a better clinician. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there in the doctor's office when he doesn't want to hear what I have to say and tell him, hey, you know, I don't really think that flat feet cause my neck to be sore. That would be crazy. And so I think another point in here is that if we're going back to any of my other family members or anybody who hasn't been exposed to my rants for the past 5 years about the resiliency and the robustness of the human organism, they may have done a few things, which is decrease their, you know, activity in hopes to try and not hurt themselves. They could have, which is a huge problem, by the way, because if we're considering the activity guidelines for Americans, I think the number is like 18% of Americans hit the activity guidelines, which is 2 to 3 days a week of moderate intensity resistance training, as well as 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity, or 75 to 150 minutes of intense aerobic activity per week to try and mitigate or improve morbidity and mortality rates. And so they could have very well stopped being as active in fear of their feet causing more damage. They could have gone to the podiatrist, who the podiatrist I went to was great. She heard me out, and we made a plan to get, you know, a less invasive plan of action under. But let's say that they went from this PCM to a podiatrist who agreed, which would have exposed them to some sort of bone spur removal, and then all of the fallout and all of the sequelae and consequences and secondary effects of going under a surgery of your foot. You know, being in a walking boot, being on crutches, being in a position where you're going to decondition for a significant amount of time. All of these things are very real and do happen from the medical machine. And so the difficult part is that I don't come on here to try and talk down about physicians or medical providers, but I know that's a tough line to toe when talking about trusting medicine, because I certainly don't want to discourage people from going to their PCM about things that they have concern about or symptoms that they're having that give them pause or things that they just want reassurance on, or, you know, they have things that they really need to get checked out. It's not my position to really talk on that. But at the same time, it's very disheartening to have been exposed to such a quick snowball of misinformation that I know only because of my education and my background. If, you know, somebody else other than me had gone in, they may have spent, you know, hundreds of dollars on an orthotic. Again, under the narrative that it would have significantly altered their quality of life, which for me is not the case, but it was still recommended to me. And they might not be able to financially afford that. If they weren't, then they might be, you know, between a rock and a hard place regarding, do I spend the money or do I suffer from my feet? I know now that sometimes my worries about what people take away from interactions or words might be more than they actually are. But at the same time, myself and my colleagues and entire movements in the physical therapy and allied health world have been created around these interactions that do go in very negative directions. And so it's at one point of the spectrum, I feel sometimes I get a little bit more worked up than I have to. And on the other end of the spectrum, sometimes I feel like I'm not making enough noise when it comes to trying to make changes in the musculoskeletal world or trying to make changes in how people view themselves. And so I hope that coming on and kind of chatting about my experience, which I didn't handle very good, I don't think. You know, there's no further discussion. There's no, I didn't reach back out. You know, I just, there's nothing. And so my goal is to, you know, maybe try and better my own practice to and try and affect other people so that I can maybe make up for that interaction with that person. So I guess the whole thing is that just a big reflection on how I was interacted with, how I interacted with this person, and the sequelae that did come of it, which is, you know, I had a great time with the podiatrist and I'm well on my way to having avoided a full right hip disarticulation. And the sequelae that could have possibly happened, which is somebody gets a surgery that could have altered the direction of their life for forever for a negative, based on something that is easily researchable. You know, do bone spurs cause warts? No. Do flat feet cause pain? No. Do flat feet cause unbalance in your equilibrium? No. I don't even know what, like, is he talking about the vestibular system? That doesn't make sense. But those are the ramblings of a frustrated patient and provider. And we are lining up some new people with the Golden Nuggets podcast, that we're hoping to turn things back up in the next month or so. So stay tuned, and I hope that everybody had a great Easter. Everybody had a fun CrossFit Open, and if you didn't do the CrossFit Open, I hope everybody is taking care of their lawns and getting their fertilizer and seed ready, and so everybody's gearing up for a fun summer. So yeah, have a great day, and thanks for listening.